奉主耶稣圣名，跟大家继续来查考，认识神，归向神。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we shall continue our study on knowing God and turning to God.
我们大家请翻开何西阿书第一章。
Let's refer to Hosea chapter 1.
认识神，归向神，其实就是何西阿书的主题。
Knowing God and turning to Him is the theme of the book of Hosea.
他就是要我们去体会神对人的爱。
It is for us to experience the love of God toward men.
何西阿被称作旧约的福音书。
Hosea is known as the gospel of the Old Testament.
他在强调神对人的爱，永远不会变的爱。
It emphasizes that the love of God to men is never changing.
基于这个爱，神不愿意看到他的百姓走向灭亡。
As for this love, God does not want his people to walk into destruction.
所以他就用各种不同的方法要带领他所爱的人归向他。
So God used different method to lead those that he loved toward him.
那归向他的时候就是要走在他的这个正直的道路上。
To turn to him means to walk on the righteous path.
所以一开始他就在讲这个神他是怎么样像一个充满慈爱的丈夫爱他这个背叛他的这个妻子。
So at the beginning, it described how this loving husband treats his wife who betrays him.
虽然这个妻子背叛了这个丈夫然后去从事淫乱但是这个丈夫还是要爱他。
Even though the wife betrayed him to harlotry, the husband still loved her.
那这样一个作为呢，就是神命令先知何西阿去娶、去组成他的家庭，用这个来表达神对他所爱的百姓这一种不变的爱。
This is what the Lord told Hosea to do in making up his family as a way to tell the Israelites this is what happened.
所以何西阿书的第一章到第三章，基本上就是神向他的先知何西阿。所传达的他要去组成一个家庭又借他这个家庭里面所发生的事情 来表达神对他的子民所要做的事
So from chapter 1 to 3 God told Hosea to build up his family in such a way as a way to tell the people this is how God feels towards them
那从第四章开始到第十四章就是神借着先知所指责百姓当时候所犯的错误，以及神要他们所改变、转回归向神的那个很清楚的指示。
From chapter 4 to chapter 14, this is how God actually want to rebuke them on and the way that the Lord wants to show them.
何西阿第一节的第一章第一节那里说。神的话临到贝利的儿子何西阿。
In chapter 1, verse 1, it says that the word of the Lord that came to Hosea, the son of Beeri.
那这个何西阿这个名字本身在希伯来文里面它就是神的救恩的意思。
Hosea in Hebrew means the salvation of God.
神是救恩。
God is salvation.
这个名字其实跟以色列王最后一个叫做何西亚是同一个字。
And actually, this name is the same word as Josiah, which is the last king.
就在我们中文圣经列王记里面有记载的何西亚这个王是同跟何西亚是同一个字。我们中文把它翻成不同的字，为了要能够分别。
In the Chinese translation, these two names were done differently to distinguish the two people, but it is really of the same name.
那这个何西亚其实跟约书亚在希伯来文里面也是同一个字。
Hosea is also the same word as Joshua in Hebrews.
所以我们现在看民数记十三章。
Let's refer to Numbers chapter 13.
我们先了解这个先知这个名字的意义。
Let's first find out what this name means.
民数记十三章第八节。
Numbers chapter 13 verse 8.
十三章第八节是这一段信息是当初神要摩西派十二个探子去窥探迦南地那些首领的名字。
This passage talked about the names of the 13 the spies that were sent to the land of Canaan.
每一个支派都派一个首领。
Every tribe had to send a tribe leader.
那第八节是说属以法莲支派的有嫩的儿子何西亚。
And verse 8 says, from the tribe of Ephraim, Hosea, the son of Nun.
那到第十六节的时候，摩西他说称嫩的儿子何西亚为约书亚。
And in verse 16, it says, Moses called Hosea, the son of Nun, Joshua.
所以何西亚跟约书亚这个字的意思是一样的，就是救恩。
So Hosea and Joshua are the same, and they mean the salvation.
所以其实你看这个何西亚书，这一卷书本身就是在讲神的救恩。
So when we look at the book of Hosea, it is really talking about the salvation of God.
那神的救恩是怎么表达的？他就是用永远不会变的爱去爱属他的人。
How is the love of God manifested? It is manifested in His never-changing love.
那所以何西亚书啊，他基本上其实一直在强调神是慈爱的，但是神基于这个慈爱，看到他所爱的百姓离开他，他要把他们挽回。神用他的公义要让他们去了解啊，其实他们走错路了。
The book emphasizes that even though the people betrayed him, he still wanted to turn them back, and he wants to use his righteousness to turn them back to him.
当时候以色列人，他们为什么需要神派先知去呼吁他们说你们要归向神，要再回来呢？为什么？
Why were their prophets being sent to the people to turn them back to God?
这些属神的人，他们一开始就领受神的恩典。
These chosen people of God receive His grace from the beginning.
其实当初他们的祖宗啊，他们都是认识神的人。
Their ancestors all knew God.
可是经过一代又一代之后啊，慢慢的他们把神的作为忘记了。
But after generations, they tend to forget about God.
其实我们人是很善忘的，很健忘的。
As men, we tend to forget easily.
我们有时候在一个情境里面，我们觉得很需要神。但是等到这个情境过了之后，我们被拯救了，我们就觉得好像没有神也没关系啊。
Sometimes in a situation we would feel a great need for God, but after that situation has come to pass, we may feel that we don't really need Him anymore.
我们就会去反省说啊，其实我当时怎样怎样怎样，好像我们就会找一个借口，觉得说好像没有神。
We may find even an excuse to say that there is really no God.
但是其实有关于神的事情，我们要常常去回想，去纪念神在我们身上所成就的每一件事。
But when it comes to God, we really need to spend time to reflect on what He has done for us.
这是为什么我们说神的恩典要常常数算。
This is the reason why we say we need to count the blessings from God often.
如果常常数算，我们的心哦就会越来越柔软，我们就会越感谢神，他带领我们走到今天这个地步啊。
If we recount the blessings of God frequently, then we would soften our heart to give thanks to Him to bring us to where we are.
我们要常常去体会神所给我们的，去数算，然后我们会对神的这种信靠的心就越来越强烈。
If we do this kind of reflection often, we will trust in God more and more.
但是反过来，如果我们就不把它当一回事，常常我们觉得说这个理所当然的。最后我们就会慢慢的忘记了神。
But on the contrary, if we do not do that, we will start to forget more and more about God.
当我们忘记神的时候，这个就是我们离开了这个福气的开头了。
When we forget God, that is really the beginning of us departing from His blessings.
要常常去，要将这个世代，我们这个世代所发生的有关于神的体验呢，传给下一代。
We need to pass on to our experiences, to our next generation.
那这样子，那个下一代的人，他们在这个基础上，他们会越来越发现说，这个所敬拜的神，父母亲所敬拜的神，是真的是我们的神，也是值得我们全心是依靠去归向的。
This way, our next generation will gradually realize that this God that my parents believe in is really a true and living God.
我们现在请看诗篇七十八篇。
Let's refer to Psalm 78.
诗篇七十八篇。
Psalm 78,
第四节
verse 4,
七十八篇第四节说：“我们不将这些事向他们的子孙隐瞒，要将神的美德和他的能力，并他奇妙的作为述说给后代听。”
We will not hide them from the children, telling to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and His strength and His wonderful works that He has done.
第七节
Verse 7,
好叫他们仰望神，不忘记神的作为，唯要守他的命令。
That they may set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments.
第八节说，不要像他们的祖宗，是顽梗悖逆，居心不正之辈，向着神心不诚实。
And may not be like their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that did not set its heart aright, and whose spirit was not faithful to God.
我们现在跳过去看第十一节。
Let's skip to verse 11.
又忘记他所行的和他显给他们奇妙的作为。
And forgot his works and his wonders that he had shown them.
这里在提到这个，其实神他的旨意就是要每一个世代的人把神的作为述说给后辈的人听，让他们一直的仰望神。
Here, it says that the will of God is that his wonder may be proclaimed to the future generations so that they can in turn know him.
我们自己本身不忘记神的作为，我们会述说的时候，我们的下一代就会跟随我们去纪念神。
When we proclaim to our next generation the wonders of God's work in our life, they will also remember God.
但是后来你看第八节说，那个他们的祖宗是顽梗悖逆的，是居心不正。
In verse 8, it says that their fathers are stubborn and rebellious.
他们的心是向着神，但是不诚实。
Even though they were not faithful to God and did not set their heart aright.
那他们当时候以色列人，他们后来真的在何西亚那个时代啊，他们真的就离弃了神，是跟随偶像。
During the time of Hosea, the people of Israel left God to worship idols.
我们现在看回来何西亚书第一章。
Let's turn back to Hosea chapter 1.
何西亚书第一章。
Hosea chapter 1.
第二节。
Verse 2.
神初次跟何西亚说话，对他说，你去娶那个淫妇为妻，也要收那从淫乱所生的儿女，因为这地大行淫乱，离弃了神。
When the Lord began to speak by Hosea, the Lord said to Hosea, Go, take yourself a wife of harlotry and children of harlotry, for the land has committed great harlotry by departing from the Lord.
当时候百姓他们，这里圣经说他们这个地大行淫乱，离弃神，意思就是说他们向神心不诚实，他们去跟随偶像。
The Bible says that for the land has committed great harlotry by departing from the Lord.
那他们当时候跟随偶像其实 是受到这个异教的风俗所影响的。
They went to worship idols because they were influenced by the foreigners.
那为什么这个异教的风俗会对他们有影响力？是因为他们忘记了神的作为。
They were influenced because they forgot the works of God.
他们并没有把神从古以来一直借着先知他的仆人所传达的信息以及所表达的神的作为，他们没有把它记在心上。
They did not remember the message from the past and the prophets into their heart.
结果他们就跟随这个偶像了。
Instead, they follow idols.
这个在圣经里面就说这个叫做属灵的淫乱。
The Bible said that this is called spiritual harlotry.
你看这个什么叫做淫乱
？What is harlotry?
我们今天在这个社会里面，基本上有些人对这个淫乱的事情不觉得是什么问题了。
In our society today, there are people who don't think much of harlotry anymore.
你看，我们现在一般的任何的淫乱，就是你夫妻，不管是那丈夫或妻子，再去有一个婚外情，或是跟随另外一个所爱的人，这个叫做淫乱。
Our common understanding is that between a husband and wife, if one of them goes out to have relationship with another person, then that is considered harlotry.
因为圣经说夫妻本是一体的。
The Bible says that husband and wife are one.
那现在这个如果再去跟随另外一个所爱的，就是在这个爱妻子之外，在另外一个他心里面所归属的那个对象，其实这个叫做淫乱，心里面已经淫乱了。
If there is another beloved outside of the husband and wife, then this is already considered harlotry in the heart.
那在拜神的事情上也是一样。
This is the same in the matter of worshiping God.
神他用何西阿书里面的这个信息来表达，他是像一个很爱妻子的丈夫。
God uses the message of Hosea to tell people that he is like this husband who loves his wife very much.
他要他这个所爱的百姓完全归属他。
He wants his chosen people to belong to him and to him only.
在他们的在百姓的心目中里面，不可以有任何一个他们所依靠的对象是超越神，是在神之外，不可以再依靠任何人。
That in their hearts there would be no one else and nothing else that they would rely on more than God.
我们现在来看这一节，看何西阿书第十三章。
Let's refer to Hosea chapter 13.
第四节
，verse 4.
何西阿书十三章第四节。
Hosea chapter 13, verse 4.
自从你出埃及地以来，我就是主你的神，在我以外你不可认识别神，除我以外并没有救主。
Yet I am the Lord your God ever since the land of Egypt, and you shall know no God but me, for there is no Savior besides me.
这里神一直强调，这是神的他自己所说的，他用第一人称所表达的信息。他说，在除我以外没有救主。
God uses a first-person voice to warn them that there is no Savior besides Him.
所谓救主，就是把我们从一个我们自己本身没有办法挣脱的环境当中把我们救出来的，叫救主，就要救，这个叫救主。
Savior is someone who could save us from something that we cannot save ourselves from.
当整个以色列百姓他们在埃及做奴隶的时候，当时真的没有任何一个人可以救他们的。
When the Israelites were slaves in Egypt, there was no one who could save them.
神用他伸出来的大能的膀臂，让那个很倔强的法老王屈服。
But God used His power, to make a Pharaoh who was very stubborn to give up.
所以神说，除了我以外，没有救主。
That's why God said that there is no savior besides Him.
他是独一的。
He is one and only.
那他说。自从我出领你们出埃及以来，我就是主你的神，在我以外，他说你不可以认识别神。
He said that ever since the land of Egypt, I am your only God, and you shall know no other God but me.
其实是神先认识他们的。
It is actually God who knew them first.
在何西阿书里面，这个认识这个字眼一直重复的出现。
In the book of Hosea, this word knowing keeps repeating.
这个认识，或者是知道，或者是。可以感受，这个在这个原文里面都是同一个字眼。
To know or to understand or to feel, these are all the same meaning of the original word.
大概有十几次都重复出现这个名词，要让我们了解，真正的认识是深入的认识对方的感受。
It appears for more than 10 times so that we would be able to understand what it means.
圣经在第四节、第六节，刚才十三章的。实际上的第五节
，In chapter 13, verse 5,
他说：“我曾在旷野干旱之地认识你。”
He said that I knew you in the wilderness, in the land of great drought.
神认识百姓，神知道百姓的需要。
God knew the people and their needs.
所以，当以色列百姓在旷野干旱之地的时候，他们所遭遇的一切啊，神都看在眼里，他都很清楚的。
So when the Israelites were suffering in the land of the wilderness, he knew and he saw them all.
在适当的时候，神就提供他们所需用的。
When it was the right time, he would provide them what they needed.
但同时，神又不会去溺爱他们，让他们一无所得。神用他的方，用了智慧来训练这些百姓，真的能够感受到哇，神的用心良苦。
But at the same time, he would not oversupply to them so that they actually would know.The heart of God.
所以他们对神的认识也跟着提升了。
And that's how they elevated in their understanding of God.
所以他说是神先认识属他的百姓，然后之后呢，借着这个他的慈爱，他的百姓也要这样子来认识这位神。
So it was God who knew them first, and through His works, His people gradually started to know Him.
我们说所谓的认识哦，我们一定不是只是。不想只是停留在、哦、我知道你叫什么名字，我知道你住在哪里，这个就是表面性的认识。
This knowing does not just stop at I know your name, I know where you live. This would be all a superficial version of knowing.
其实有时候我们跟人跟人之间都不太容易认识彼此的。
Actually, it's sometimes even difficult to know one another.
我们如果没有真的用心去体会，有时候似乎认识，但其实还是有距离。
If we do not use our heart to try to know more,It will seem like we know someone, but not really so.
有时候夫妻之间也是这样子的。
Even between husband and wife.
有时候可能结婚很久，但是可能还没办法真正认识对方是什么。
We may be married for a long time, but we don't really know about the other person.
但除非我们用心去体会，然后真的去坦诚的沟通。
Unless we use our heart to feel and to genuinely speak to one another.
所以这里在何西亚书里面所提到认识神，真的我们要用心去体会神的心呢。
That's why Hosea uses this description to say that we need to really feel the heart of God.
神已经看透我们的心，因为神是神，是神，他是全能的，他是属灵的。
God already saw through our heart because He is Almighty and He is spiritual.
他是我们的造物主。
He is our Creator.
所以他知道我们所需要的。
So He knows what we need.
但是我们现在要去体会这个造物主的心呢、啊？我们如果没有真的用心祈求神，你帮助我，让我认识你，我们有时候对神真的是很粗浅的，以为我们认识神，其实不一定。
But now, when we try to know God with our heart, if we don't do it truly from the heart, then this would all be superficial.
这是为什么我们早上所提到的第六章第三节说我们要竭力追求认识神。
That's why we often quote chapter 6 verse 3 in saying that we must strive to know God.
我们如果认识神，我们就真的会得到意想不到的恩典。
If we truly know God, we will receive blessings beyond our imagination.
那当时候百姓哦，你看在何西阿呢，他所传达这个信息当中，百姓他们不认识，他们就跟随偶像，离弃了神了。
The Bible at the people at the time did not know God, and therefore they left him.
他们离弃了赐福的根源，去追随了那个受造之物。
They left the source of blessing to pursue the things that were created.
那他们离弃神的结果其实是。自取败亡。
And the result of that, or the consequence of that, is destruction.
我们现在看何西阿书。何西阿书，我们看第十三章第九节。
Now let's turn to Hosea chapter 13, verse 9.
九节说：“以色列啊，你与我反对，就是反对帮助你的，自取败坏。”
Verse 9 reads, "O Israel, you are destroyed, but your help is from me."
当时候神爱他们，可是百姓他们。没有感受，他们反过来跟神作对。他说：“反对那帮助你的，自取败坏。”
God loved them, but they went against God, and that's how they were destroyed.
哦，所以今天如果我们认识神之后，你看我们真的会想要去跟随神。
Today, if we want to know God, we will want to follow Him.
当初为什么百姓他们离弃神
？Why did the people leave God at first?
第一个是因为。被这个偶像崇拜的风俗所影响了，
First,
他们拜偶像。
They were influenced by idol worshiping to follow the way of the idols.
这个叫做行淫乱。
This is called harlotry.
那这个叫做败坏。
This is also called destruction.
那当然，他们现在是跟随偶像之后，那个神哦，他像一个很爱他妻子的那个丈夫，他心就受伤。
Now this God who is like a husband.Who loves his wife very much is hurt.
他很想要挽回这个他这个妻子。
He really wants to turn back the heart of his wife.
可是这个妻子他一直不愿意，一直执意要去行他自己行的路。
But this wife keeps doing what she wants.
后来你看神就用这个兴起外邦来攻击击打他们，让他们回转，让他们要醒悟。
Later on, God raised up enemies from the other countries to destroy their nation so that they would wake up.
在神的国度里面，神设立了各种不一样职分的人。
In the kingdom of God, he would raise up different type of people.
因为旧约时代，人拜神事实上是没有像我们现在这么方便的。
In the Old Testament, when people wanted to worship God, it was not as convenient as it is today.
他们要感谢神，要敬拜神，要献祭，他要经过祭司。
When they want to give thanks to God or to worship God, they need to go through the priest.
他们当时候也没有圣经可以看呢。
They also did not have the Bible to read.
所以每一个人他所要认识神，他要透过祭司的口来传达。
So for them to know God, they need to rely on the mouth of the priest.
当初百姓他们会不认识神，对神的作为没有感觉，跟那个时候祭司没有尽他们的责任是有关系的。
This actually means that when the people at the time did not know God, it actually has something to do with the priests not fulfilling the responsibility.
何西阿书第四章的第一节跟第二节在讲当时候社会的情景是什么。
Hosea chapter 4 verse 1 and 2 talked about the situation of the time.
以色列人啊，第一节说你们当听神的话，以色列神以这地的居民争辩，因为这地上无诚实，无良善，无人认识神。
Verse 1 reads, Hear the word of the Lord, you children of Israel. For the Lord brings a charge against the inhabitants of the land. There is no truth or mercy or knowledge of God in the land.
没有人认识神，就是说没有人会去考虑到神的心意的。
There is no one who knows God, and what that means is no one would try to understand the heart of God.
所以第二节就讲开始了，他们起假誓，杀害偷盗奸淫，什么事情什么坏事都干出来了。
Verse 2 start to list out all the bad things that they did, like swearing, lying, killing, and stealing.
结果第三节就说
In verse 3 then it said,
因此这个地悲哀，其上的民，田里的兽，空中的鸟必多衰微，海中的鱼也必消灭。
Therefore the land will mourn, and everyone who dwells there will waste away with the beasts of the field and the birds of the air.
无人认识神之后的结果就是悲哀，就是衰微，就是消灭。
When no one knew God, the result is that there would be sadness, there would be decline, and there would be destruction.
为什么这样?
Why is that the case?
第六节,
Verse 6.
我的民因无知事而灭亡。
My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
百姓没有认识神的知识是因为祭司弃掉了这个知识。
The people did not know about God because the priest has forgotten God.
因为祭司没有把神的话语告诉百姓。
The priest did not tell the people the word of God.
因为祭司他应该是传达神的律法的。
They are supposed to be the one to proclaim the law of God.
在圣经里面，特别在先知书里面，他描述很多当时代，在这个黑暗的时代里，祭司是怎么样为了自己的好处而故意弃掉认识神的知识，所以百姓他们就不知道神的律法是什么。
Especially in the prophetic books, it talks about how priests would actually do things for their own benefit and therefore did not preach the message of God to the people.
因为当时候很多祭司是靠着百姓在献祭的时候得到祭物来养活的。
This is because a lot of priests had to rely on the offering of the people as a way to live themselves.
所以你看第八节。
So when you read verse 8,
他们吃我民的赎罪祭，满心愿意我民犯罪。
They eat up the sin of my people. They set their heart on their iniquity.
所以祭司越多，那个越发得罪神了。
So when there are more priests, there would be more sin against God.
我们就看到说，你看今天，我们每一个在教会里面服侍神的人都要非常谨慎。
When we look at what happens today.We all need to be very careful in serving God in the church.
百姓他们忘记神，他们不知道神这边爱他，是因为但祭司他们没有在讲有关于神的作为。
The people at the time did not know God because the priest did not fulfill the responsibility.
所以祭司堕落的结果就是百姓也跟着离开神，也不认识神。
So the decline of the priest brought about the decline of the people.
我们今天在每一个在 做带领在教会里面做带领的工作，我们都要谨慎提醒自己，我们的口中要能够说出神的话语。
For those of us who take on a coordination role in the church, we need to make sure our mouths speak the word of God.
我们要能够把神的作为讲清楚，让众民可以跟我们一起来认识神，也能归向神，也能够得到神的恩典。
We need to proclaim the word of God clearly.So that people would know and also would turn to God.
我们看马拉基书第二章。
Let's refer to Malachi chapter 2.
旧约圣经最后一卷书。
The last book of the Bible.
旧约圣经马拉基书第二章。
The last book of the New Testament, chapter 2.
第二章，请看第五节。
Chapter 2, verse 5.
五节说：“我曾与他立生命和平安的约，我将这两样赐给他，使他存敬畏的心，他就敬畏我，惧怕我的名。”
My covenant was with him, one of life and peace, and I gave them to him that he might fear me, so he feared me and was reverent before my name.
第六节说，真实的律法在他口中，他嘴里没有不义的话，他以平安和正直与我同行，使多人回头离开罪孽。
6. The law of truth was in his mouth, and injustice was not found on his lips. He walked with me in peace and equity, and turned many away from iniquity.
第七节
7.
祭司的嘴里当存知识，人也当由他口中寻求律法，因为他是万军之神的使者。
For the lips of a priest should keep knowledge, and people should seek the law from his mouth, for he is the messenger of the Lord of hosts.
我们今天在家庭里面，我们当家长的，做父母亲的。
Today, if we are parents in our family.
我们在家里面，或者是我们在教会里面做带头工作的人。
If we are those who coordinate in the church,
不管是教会的长老、执事、负责人，或者中央教会的教员，每一样做圣工的人，我们都要以这句话为提醒。
Whether we are ordained ministers or RE teachers, we need to be reminded.
我们要以平安跟正直的心与神同行，让人能够回头离开罪孽。
We need to bring the people from sin with the heart, with the heart of life and peace.
我们的口要存知识，让人也可以从我们口中寻求神，得到神的律法。
And our mouth must bear knowledge so that people can know the message of God.
因此，我们就从这里看到，当初百姓离弃神，跟领导人他们没有传讲神的有关于神的知识有关系。
So we can see from here that the priests bear a responsibility for the people departing from God.
那在何西阿书里面，我们在读的时候，我们发现呢，这个不是只有唯一的原因呢。百姓他们不认识神，祭司没有讲神的律法，不是唯一的。
From the book of Hosea, we also find that this is not the only reason why the people departed from God.
其实有时候像祭司或者是先知他们讲的时候，百姓也不要听啊。
Sometimes even if the priests speak the knowledge, the people did not listen.
一个人如果他的心如果离开神之后，他会越离越远的。
If a person's heart starts to depart from God, it will continue to go further and further away.
因为当一个人当我们听到属神的话语的时候，我们这个时候就会有一个抗拒的心，就不想听。
Because we already start to have this heart of rejecting the word of God.
那个人的心如果没有在神那里啊，离弃了神之后，那个心就会偏向邪，就会远离正道。
Once a heart departs from God, it will naturally go towards evil.
这是为什么圣经箴言里面说我们要谨慎保守我们的心。
This is the reason why the Bible admonishes us to guard our heart.
要保守心胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效是由我们的心发出来的。
We need to guard our heart more than anything else because everything flows from the heart.
那我们要保守我们的心，有几件事情我们是要谨慎去防备，不要去沾到。
In order to guard our hearts, there are several things that we must be very watchful on.
我们从何西阿书第四章里面看到两点。
From Hosea chapter 4, we can see two of those things.
看何西阿书四章十一节。
Let's refer to Hosea chapter 4, verse 11.
四章十一节。
Chapter 4, verse 11.
这里说，奸淫和酒并新酒夺去人的心。
Harlotry, wine and new wine enslave the heart.
第十二节说，我的民求问木偶，以为木杖能指示他们，因为他们的淫心使他们失迷，他们就行淫离弃神，不守约束。
My people ask counsel from their wooden idols, and their staff informs them. For the spirit of harlotry has caused them to stray, and they have played the harlot against their God.
这里说奸淫和酒并新酒会夺去人的心。
Here it says that harlotry, wine and new wine, would enslave the heart.
这个奸淫跟酒，这个奸淫就是我们如果按照现在的了解，就是一个人如果喜欢行淫乱的，他会一直趋向这个，就好像你什么东西上瘾了以后，就没有办法脱离，一直要用这个方式来满足自己。
Our understanding is that when a person gets used to sexual immorality, it is very difficult for the person to break this addiction.
你看，有一个如果一个人他被酒控制了，或者被烟控制了，或被毒品控制了，他就没有办法脱离，他就一直用这个方式来让自己麻木。
When a person is being controlled by substance abuse, he would have to continue to indulge in the substance.
你看这里他说奸淫跟酒跟新酒，其实酒是可以让人觉得很舒畅的。
Wine can actually make us feel very comfortable.
所以其实你看我们今天这个时代是一个罪恶淫乱的时代。
So when we look at this society today, we know that it is a very evil society.
今天这个社会所谓越来越开放，越来越自由。
It has become more and more liberal.
就是说，这个有关于神给我们的道德的标准越来越低，也就是人不再去管说，我这件事情会不会让神生气？人就觉得说，只要我喜欢，我可以得到满足就好了。
the standard of morality which was given to us by God is no longer esteemed by people. Instead, people would want to do whatever their heart desires.
所以一直很崇尚自个人主义、个人的享受的时候，就会很自然的把有关神的事情从我们的生活周遭拿走。
When there is an atmosphere where people would like to do whatever their heart desire, then the knowledge from God would not be in the heart of man anymore.
所以这个社会让你看一直追求的是享乐。
And you can see that in this society, there is a great emphasis on pursuing after pleasure.
很注重所谓的自由跟我个人的权利。
There is a strong emphasis on freedom and also my right as a person.
他不会想到说，诶，这个神有关于神的事情，神当初怎么样来爱我们，让我们给我们这个标准来过日子，就是要帮助我们。长久在他的爱里面，但是人已经忘记，已经不想再追随神的这个法则。
This society doesn't really think about the morality that God has given to man as a way for men to love one another and to live in His love.
百姓的心被抖走了，就是被奸淫跟这个享受抖走了。
The heart of men have been already taken away by harlotry and wine.
雅各书第四章里面，他讲了一句话，他说：“以世俗为友的，就是以神为敌。”
In James chapter 4, it talks about how if you are friend with the world, you are in enmity with God.
所以，我们今天在这个社会里面，我们一定要非常小心，不要试着想要去跟世界做朋友，得到这个社会的认同。
That's why in living in this world, we need to be careful not to be friend with this world, because by doing so, we will become enemies with God.
当初的选民，他们就是在这个奸淫跟这个享受这个事情上面，他们失落了，他们离弃神。
The people of the time left God because of harlotry and wine.
他们的心已经不在神那里了。
Their heart was no longer in God.
所以像今天这个社会里面他所给我们的其实。很自然的就要刺激人的肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲跟今生的骄傲。
What the society gives us today are things that stimulate the lust of our flesh, the lust of our eyes, and the pride of life.
那这刚好也就是今天在当时候何西阿先知那个时代，百姓他们离弃神的主要原因。
And that's also the main reason why the people of the time of Uzziah left God.
你看奸淫基本上这个就是让你得到肉体的满足。
Sexual immorality is for the fulfillment of the pleasure of the body.
让你心灵里面觉得好像我有依靠。
It will make our heart feel that there's something we can rely
on. 好像被一个人所爱。
As if we are being loved.
但是其实那是空的，那是虚的。
But in actuality, it is emptiness.
那酒跟新酒是要让我们在那个眼目的情欲上得到满足。
Wine and new wine will cause us to be fulfilled in the lust of the eyes.
那接下来那个今生的骄傲呢？
And then what follows is the pride of life.
你看人的骄傲的心哦，实际上是会被刺激出来的。
Pride of life would be stimulated from the heart.
这个社会一直在强调，你看我们社会的这个教育 的走向，就是一直强调孩子每一个人都很好，每一个人都要让他很有自信。
The societal trend is that we need to tell a child that they are very good so that it would boost the self-confidence.
让每一个人觉得说我可以靠我自己去做很多很多事情。
It would enable everyone to feel that I can do anything as long as I try.
我不需要神也没有关系。
I don't need God.
但其实人事实上像一口气，像早上的云雾，一下子就消失不见了。
But man is really like a breath that would disappear in the day.
当初百姓他们也是这个骄傲的心，让他们没办法跟随神。
The people of God, because of this heart of pride, was not following God.
我们现在来看何西阿书第五章。
Let's refer to Hosea chapter 5.
何西阿书第五章。
Hosea chapter 5.
我们现在读第三节。
Let's read verse 3.
以法莲为我所知，以色列人。以色列不能向我隐藏，以法莲啊，现在你行淫了，以色列被玷污了。
I know Ephraim and Israel is not hidden from me, for now, O Ephraim, you commit harlotry; Israel is defiled.
第四节
，verse four，
他们所行的事，他们不能归向神，因为淫心在他们里面。
They do not direct their deeds toward turning to their God, for the spirit of harlotry is in their midst.
他们也不认识神了。
And they do not know the Lord.
第五节
Verse 5.
以色列的骄傲当面见证自己，故此以色列和以法莲必因自己的罪孽跌倒，犹大也必与他们一同跌倒。
The pride of Israel testifies to his face. Therefore, Israel and Ephraim stumble in their iniquity. Judah also stumbles with them.
这里说以色列的骄傲见证自己，他们会因为自己的罪孽跌倒。
Here it says that the pride of Israel testified to their face, and that they would be stumbled.
当时候，这个百姓哦，他们不认识神之后呢，他们现在对他们自己，他们想要寻求从自己寻求帮助，想要靠他们自己的。
When the people did not know God, they wanted to rely on themselves to do things.
他们其实在这种骄傲的心底下，他听不到神的声音的。
With that, hard of pride, they could not hear God.
我们看七章十三节。
Let's turn to chapter 7, verse 13.
七章十三节。
Chapter 7, verse 13.
他们因为离弃我，必定有祸；因违背我，必被毁灭。我虽要救赎他们，他们却向我说谎。
Woe to them, for they have fled from me. Destruction to them, because they have transgressed against me. Though I redeem them, yet they have spoken lies against me.
当时候神一直想要救，所以神那时候派先知一直要呼吁他们回转回转。
God wanted to save them by sending prophets after prophets.
可是他们却不要，他们向神说谎话。
But they spoke lies against God.
也就是说，他们说表面上神啊，我们认识你了，我们要跟随你了。
That is to say, they verbally said, "God, I would follow you."
但其实他们心没有真正的归向神哦。
But their heart never really turned to God.
所以哦，你看第八章。
Let's read chapter 8.
第一节。
Verse 1.
第八章第一节说：“你用口吹角吧，敌人如鹰来攻打神的家，因为这民违背我的约，干犯我的律法。”
Verse 1. Set the trumpet to your mouth. He shall come like an eagle against the house of the Lord, because they have transgressed my covenant and rebelled against my law.
第二节
2.
他们必呼叫我说：我的神啊，我们以色列认识你了。”
Israel will cry to me, "My God, we know you."
但是第三节，以色列丢弃良善，仇敌必追逼他。
Verse 3, Israel has rejected the good, the enemy will pursue him.
所以其实他们当时候神一直要他们回转，呼吁他们归回，但是他们说，他们其实是向神说谎，嘴巴上说主啊，我们认识你的，其实他们是丢弃良善的。
God wanted to turn them back time after time, but they served God with only their lips, saying, "My God, we know you," but would reject the good.
就好像你看，这个就是他们。在神的祝福底下有一个丰富的生活，可是他们却不会感谢神，反而把这个他们所得到这个祝福归给那个偶像，说是偶像给他们这些东西。
They did not give thanks to God for the goodness that they have experienced. Instead, they attributed their blessing to the idols.
就好像这个孩子他从父母亲得到一些养生之物，得到一些祝福以后，反过来咒诅他的父母亲呢？
Just like how children, after they have received some benefits from their parents, turn around and curse them.
你看第十三章，何西阿书第十三章。
Let's turn to Hosea chapter 13.
第五节 verse, 第六节
verse 6.
第六节说，这些民照我所赐的食物得了饱足，既得饱足，心就高傲，忘记了我。
When they had pasture, they were filled. They were filled and their heart was exalted. Therefore, they forgot me.
你看，当时候百姓这样子，日光之下五五新鲜事。今天我们人也有可能会这样子。
There is nothing new under the sun. The people were like that during then. It is possible that we might be like that too.
所以，一个人的骄傲的心哦，他不会感谢神，他始终会引一个人离弃神。
If we have pride in our heart, we will not give thanks to God, and eventually we will leave Him.
我们的心如果注重享受，我们想要追求肉体的满足，奸淫跟酒就夺去我们的心，我们就听不到神的声音。
If we emphasize the enjoyment and comfort of life in our heart, then we would not be able to hear the words of God, but instead be distracted by harlotry and new wine.
那在何西阿书里面，他一直在神一直透过先知宣告了即将来的那个惩罚。
In the book of Hosea, God for many times.Proclaim the judgment that was to come.
就是神他要兴起一个强敌来攻打他们，来就好像拿一根重重的棍子来击打他们。
that he would raise up an enemy that was great and fearsome to punish them, just like a staff being raised against them.
那何西阿书里面也用神说，他像一头很凶猛的那个狮子把他们撕裂一样。
Hosea also talked about how these enemy would be like a very fierce lion who would come and tear them apart.
所以神是公义的神，他面对这个被盗的这个罪，神要处罚，因为他是公义的，他不能够容许这个罪又存在。
His God is a righteous God, and He would not allow for evil to persist.
可是你看，神又是慈爱，他又很爱属他的人。
But at the same time, this God is merciful.
他有时候要打下去又打不下去。
Sometimes He wants to lift up His staff to punish, but would not be able to do so.
那所以在何西阿书里面，我们就看到神的这个心情的，一直他神的这种对百姓的爱一直反复不断的出现哦。
You can see in the book of Hosea that the love of God exhibited like this time after time.
看第十一章。
Let's turn to chapter 11.
第十一章的第八节。
Chapter 11, verse 8.
以法莲啊，我怎么能舍弃你？以色列啊，我怎么能弃绝你？我怎么能使你如亚麻？怎么能使你如洗扁？我回心转意，我的怜爱大大发动。
How can I give you up, Ephraim? How can I hand you over, Israel? How can I make you like Admar? How can I set you like Zeboim? My heart churns within me. My sympathy is stirred.
第九节说，
Verse 9,
我必不发猛烈的怒气，也不再毁灭以法莲。
I will not execute the fierceness of my anger. I will not again destroy Ephraim.
因为我是神，并非世人，是你们中间的圣者，我必不在怒中临到你们。
For I am God and not man, the Holy One in your midst, and I will not come with terror.
这里这一段经文在讲这个神他的慈爱有多大。
This passage speaks of the greatness of God's mercy.
这里所说的，我怎么能够使你如亚麻，如洗扁？这两个是两个地名。
What it says here is that He would not want them to be like Admar and Zeboim.
请我们看《生命记》二十九章。
Let's refer to Deuteronomy chapter 29.
生命记二十九章。
Chapter 29.
二十三节
，verse 23。
这一节就说明了亚玛跟洗扁是什么地方。
Here it described what Admar and Zeboim were。
二十三节说，又看见遍地有硫磺，有盐卤，有火鸡，没有耕种，没有出产，连草都不生长，好像神在怒中所轻忽的索多玛、俄摩拉、亚玛、洗扁一样。
The whole land is brimstone, salt, and burning. It is not sown, nor does it bear, nor does any grass grow there, like the overthrow of Sodom and Gomorrah, Admar and Zeboim, which the Lord overthrew in his anger and his wrath.
所以亚玛跟洗扁就是在亚伯兰罗德那个时代，因为罪恶太重，所以神查看之后，从天降火，把这死海在死海旁边这几个城市都烧光了。
So Admar and Zeboim were among the city that would destroy during the time of Lot because of its great sin.
那所以神说，他现在他的怜爱发动，他说他没有办法让他的选民的国度像亚玛、像洗扁一样被全然毁灭。
Now God, because of His mercy, did not want to make the nation like Admar or Zeboim.
神说，我回心转意，我的怜爱发动，我没有办法下手。
God said, My heart churns within me, and my sympathy is stirred.
在第九节特别强调说，因为神他是神，他不是人。
Verse 9 emphasized that he is God, he is not man.
如果我们人在怒中的时候就全然毁灭了，真的是不留余地了。
In our anger, man would make destruction happen without reservation.
我们人如果在怒中的时候，有时候口就控制不住了。
Sometimes we would not even be able to control our mouth in anger.
我们的心就真的像野兽一样。
Our heart.Is like that of a beast.
但是神他跟人不同。
But God is not the same
神
as men.
他发怒基本上是出于他的慈爱，因为他知道他不这样做，他的百姓不会回转。
God is angry because of His mercy, because He knew that without that the people would not turn back.
所以何西阿书里面在讲这个神的处罚，有时候神又借着先知预告即将的毁灭，其实出于神对百姓永远不会变的爱。
So the hands of judgment recorded in the book of Hosea is really because of the mercy of God.
所以神为什么他说他的爱，如果我们去体会，有时候真的很深奥，我们有时候真的要祈求神帮助我们去 了解是认识神的爱。
This is the reason why we need to pray to God to understand His love, because His love is very mysterious.
那神他这个爱，其实他透过先知去传达之后，他一直呼吁百姓回转归向我。
When the love of God is proclaimed through the mouth of the prophet, to call the people back to Him.
我们要怎么样归向神？
How do we then turn to Him?
因为现在百姓离开神以后，他们现在就跟随偶像去了，心就偏向邪，就不在神这边了。
After the Israelites had turned away from God to idols, their heart is no longer with God.
我们现在看第三章，何西阿书第三章。
Now let's refer to Hosea chapter 3.
我们要回转归向神，第一件事情，我们对神的态度要改变。
To return to God, we must first change our attitude.
三章五节。
Chapter 3, verse 5.
后来以色列人必归回，寻求他们的神。主和他们的王大卫在末后的日子必以敬畏的心归向神，领受他的恩惠。
Afterward, the children of Israel shall return and seek the Lord their God and David their king. They shall fear the Lord and his goodness in the latter days.
这里说要归回向神，第一件事情叫做要以敬畏的心归向神。
It says here that for them to return to God, they shall fear the Lord.
如果我们用敬畏的心归向神之后，我们接下来必定领受他的恩惠。
Once we fear the Lord, then we will receive His goodness.
所以今天我们要了解神，他不是世人，他不跟人不同。
We must understand that God is not like men.
神要人的是人的心。
What God wants is a heart.
而不是人拿很多礼物要来跟神贿赂。
It's not about us bringing many gifts to bribe him.
神今天看到我们人到神他面前来的时候，我们的全心归向他，我们真的是来敬拜神的。
When God sees us, He wants to see a heart that wants to worship Him and worship Him genuinely.
我们今天要得到神的恩惠，怎么得到？
How do we receive the blessing of God?
这里说以敬畏的心转向神。
Here it says that with the fear of God in our heart, we turn back to Him.
所以我们知道我来敬拜神。
But we know that when we come to worship God,
因此我们一定要看到神在我们当中。
We must see that God is among us.
我们来到神面前，绝对不要因着人的问题被阻碍的。
We should not create obstacle for ourselves by looking at men.
真的敬畏神的人，他一定深深的知道，我来，我要能够亲近神。能够得到去感受到神对我的爱。
For someone who truly fears Him and worship Him, he will feel God and also the love of God without the obstacle of men.
以这个心开始，接下来下一个步骤，我们现在看第十四章。
With this heart, then we can look at the next step, which is in chapter 14.
何西阿书十四章啊，
Hosea chapter
14, 第一节
，verse 1.
以色列啊，你要归向主你的神。你是因自己的罪孽跌倒了。
Return to the Lord your God, for you have stumbled because of your iniquity.
第二节
2.
当归向神，用言语祷告他说，
Take words with you, and return to the Lord, say to him.
求你除尽罪孽，悦纳善行，这样我们就把嘴唇的祭代替牛犊献上。
Take away all iniquity, receive us graciously, for we will offer the sacrifices of our lips.
我们今天存敬畏的心到神面前来，接下去的步骤就是我们用祷告的方式来求神除尽我们的罪孽，悦纳我们的善行。
Today, with a heart of fear, we turn toward God, and after that, we must pray to Him to take away our iniquity and receive us graciously.
我们会知道说神知道他喜悦我们做什么。
We would know that what God is pleased with.
他这里说，这样子我们就把嘴唇的祭代替牛犊献上，是什么意思？
And what does it mean then when it says here that for we will offer the sacrifices of our lips?
我们用我们的心敬畏神之后，我们用我们的嘴巴去赞美神。
After we have come to Him, we would use our mouth to praise Him.
去传达神的信息。
To proclaim the message of God.
借着我们从神所领受的，我们去传达神对我们的爱。
Through what we have received, we would proclaim His love.
而不是把这个牛犊牵来这里献给神
，and not offer to him the animals。
也就是说，神他不再看我们所奉献给他多少钱，物质上的好处。
That is to say, God doesn't really care about how much we offer to him physically。
当我们会 来到这里归向神，然后求神除尽我们的罪孽，悦纳我们所做的时候，其实表示我们的生命是改变的。
When we're willing to do this, then it already means that our life has changed.
那我们生命改变的时候，那结果就是我们的嘴唇、我们的嘴巴也改变了。
When our life has changed, then our lips have likewise changed.
所以我们生命改变的时候，我们所讲出来的话语就是造就人的，就是不会去咒骂人，不会去污秽别人的。
When we have been renewed in our life, our lips would only speak words that edify.
所以我们今天归向神，我们的生命一定要求神改变我们。
Today, as we turn to God, we must be changed in our life.
我们的话语就会跟着改变。
And our words will change.
因为圣经说，我们一生的果效是从嘴唇发出的，从我们的舌头控制的。
Because the Bible says that everything flows through our mouth.
我们现在请看以弗所书。
Let's refer to Ephesians.
新约圣经以弗所书。
Ephesians.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
第二十九节
，Verse 29，
以弗所书四章二十九节
，Ephesians chapter 4 verse 29，
污秽的言语一句不可出口，只要谁是说造就人的好话，叫听见人得益处。
Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers.
这里特别提到说，我们现在话语要小心。
It says here that we must be careful with our words.
当我们会谨慎我们的舌头，我们所讲出的话会改变的时候，才是我们真正归向神的。
When our lips change, that's how we can truly speak edification.
那何西阿书里面他在讲这归向神的时候，他现在除了态度改变、生命改变、话语改变之后，他要求我们的生活方式要改变。
Hosea, in addition to saying we need to change in our attitude, in our life, in our lips, we also need to be changed in the way we conduct ourselves.
我们过什么样的生活，很自然就会反映出我们会说出什么话语。
The way we lead our life would naturally change how we speak.
一个人如果常常的看韩剧，在看连续剧，你讲出来的话语就是很多的戏剧的东西了。
When, let's say, we watch a lot of Korean drama or different type of drama, what we say will reflect what we watch.
如果一个人他常常在玩那个游戏，暴力的游戏，他所从事的活动，他的脑筋里面就是有关于暴力倾向的。
If a person keeps playing games around violence, then very naturally our mind would be filled with violence.
就是说，我们的生活其实是在我们话语会反映出我们到底过什么样的日子。
So what we see every day, or what we are exposed to every day, would affect how we lead our life.
我们要改变我们的生活。
We need to change our lives.
请看何西阿书第十二章。
Let's turn to Hosea chapter 12.
何西阿书十二章。
Hosea chapter 12.
请看第六节。
Verse 6.
十二章第六节说：“所以你当归向你的神，谨守仁爱、公平，常常等候你的神。”
So you, by the help of your God, return, observe mercy and justice, and wait on your God continually.
这里特别提到说，要归向神的时候，要谨守仁爱、公平，要等候。
Here it especially mentions that we must observe mercy and justice and wait on God continually.
神其实他等我们回转。
God is waiting for us to turn back.
那我们现在要得到神的回应的时候，我们有时候要等候。
So for us to wait for the feedback of God, we sometimes need to be patient.
你看神也是等我们呢。
Because God has waited for us.
当我们在离开神的时候，神并没有出手把我们毁灭。
When we departed from God, God did not destroy us.
神就在那边等我们愿意回转归向神。
Instead, He was waiting for us to turn back to Him.
现在当我们愿意归向神的时候，我们要等候神看到我们的心，然后回应我们的这个作为，然后重新让我们感受到他。
So now, we're waiting for God to see the change of our heart and to let us feel Him once again.
但这个时候，我们要谨守仁爱跟公平。
This is the time we need to observe mercy and justice.
也就是说，在我们的生活当中，不能够缺少爱。
That is, we must not lack love in our
life. 而且一定要是公义的。
And this love must be just.
也就是说，对的跟错的要很清楚。
That is to say, the sense of right and wrong is very clear.
我们做什么事情都要一定以爱为基础。
And everything that we do it on the basis of love.
我们在家庭里面一定要这样子。
We must do so in our family.
我们在教会里面做什么事情都要出于爱。
We must do everything in church out of love.
所以弟兄姐妹在彼此服事当中，我们都是基于爱来互相服事。
When brothers and sisters serve one another, we must serve with love.
有时候想到这一点，我们有时候在教会里面弟兄姐妹互相相处的时候，有时候有些人做一些什么事情，如果想到他是出于爱所做出来的，我们就能够包容。
When we know that someone is doing something out of love, we will be able to forbear what they have done.
我们就不会要求说对方一定要按照我的方式来让我满意。
We would not require the other person to do what we want.
我们反而会看到他是出于爱所为我们付出的，我们感谢。
Instead, we will see that they have done this out of love, and we would then give thanks to the person in return.
所以我们今天如果生活改变，能够像这里所说，谨守仁爱公平。那么用这个方式来归向神，我们必然得到神所赏赐所有的一切福气。
Today, if we change in our life in that we observe mercy and justice, then we will feel the blessings from God.
我们归向神的结果，
the result of us turning back,
就是我们走在神的道路上，
is that we walk on the way of God.
看第十四章，
let's turn to chapter 14,
第九节，
verse 9.
十四章九节。
Chapter 14, verse 9.
谁是智慧人可以明白这些事？谁是通达人可以知道这一切？因为神的道是正直的，义人必在其中行走，罪人却在其上跌倒。
Who is wise? Let him understand these things. Who is prudent? Let him know them. For the ways of the Lord are right. The righteous walk in them, but transgressors stumble in them.
愿我们每一个弟兄姐妹都能够成为智慧通达人。
May all brothers and sisters become the wise and prudent.
我们都能够明白认识神、归向神所带给我们的这么样美好的恩典。
That we can know God, turn to God, and receive the blessings from Him.
我们愿意走在神这个正直的道路上。
That we are willing to walk on this righteous way of the Lord.
我们在这其上行走，最终我们一定是进入神的国度。
And if we are able to persist, then we will enter into the kingdom of heaven.
我们能够得到神。也能够见到神。
We would be able to receive God and to see Him in the last day.
再来唱诗。
Let's sing Him.